You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Revolution Creative is a website funded by the Ministry of Social Development that is aiming to democratise access to creative work and workers. How do people in creative industries, but also those who don't fit neatly into one box, find paid work? Lily Richards is the marketing lead for Revolution Creative, and she is looking to get creatives involved, as well as businesses who might have thought they never needed creativity or didn't know where to look for it. Lily has a background in marketing, but with a creative centric focus. Lily has been told she was too creative for a corporate agency and is working to integrate the creative industries through this platform. Lillian Hanley spoke with Lily about Revolution Creative, but before we learn more about the platform, Lily is asked how she defines creative.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. It's one that we've asked in a series of interviews that we did as well. And what I found really interesting was we talked to Tim Lamborn, who's a DJ, and Hannah Tannercliffe, who's a novelist, a published novelist, and Simon Devitt, who's an incredible photographer, and each one of them had a different definition for creativity. I think my definition is that it opens doors rather than closes them. For me, the fundamental of creativity is an openness, and that if you hit a no, creativity is about figuring out how to turn that into a yes.
That you had a different answer for that question in terms of defining it from every single person. That's kind of the point though, right? Is that actually we do create in many different ways, even within ourselves. Our own creativity would set us apart from each other in a way.
Absolutely.
But then in that, you can also find ways to bring people together.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most important elements of creativity is that it is what makes us human. It's fundamental to who we are, and it enables us to build all of the things that didn't exist before. There are other instruments that you have to bring in to make your imagination and your creative ideas form, but without having ideas, you're not going to get anywhere interesting or new. So, yeah.
Okay, let's go back to this idea that is the reason we're talking. What is Revolution Creative?
So Revolution Creative has been percolating in the minds of Depot Artspace, which is a creative collective. They do everything from research to running a work and income program to get people off of the benefit and into creative industries, which is largely where this idea formulated. They also run Depot Sound, which is an audio engineering, and they have a gallery where they exhibit. So they're very widely across. It's a grassroots endeavour, and it's across a whole lot of creative fields.
And the art space itself has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, since the 90s. So what Revolution Creative really is it came out of this idea that, it's hard to say sort of simply, in the simplest terms, it is a platform that we treat like the LinkedIn for creatives. Mm. So creatives of very wide disciplines can go on there, create a portfolio, and so the site then hosts their work free of charge. And the other side of it is that they can connect with each other. Say they set up a social media company, but they're terrible at graphic design. They can communicate within each other and set up their own collectives. Or there is also job postings on the site. And that's part of the mission, is to go out and take the mandate of how useful creatives are to businesses who aren't in creative industries. So part of this website is designed to go out and drum up more business so that it's more likely for people to be able to make a career out of being creative.
Okay, I want to go more into that sort of the way that it works and how things happen. But I just wanted to touch on the website itself is funded by the government.
So it's funded by the Ministry of Social Development.
How long has that been going on?
There's an established relationship between Depot Artspace, which run Arts Lab, which is the work and income program to get creatives into the creative industries and off of the benefit. So that's funded by the MSD, and that has that's a very successful program. And they came along and said, how can we further support you to do similar work, but that which might affect more people than just those people on the benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've been incredibly helpful.
So there's often people talk about, you know, like a lack of funding for the arts, basically, which is totally a thing.
Yeah.
Is this something that would go towards trying to help with that?
Absolutely. So this is the first iteration, and some of the bigger concepts that we're trying to work on and address is a systemic lack of support for emerging creatives. So when you have people like established artists like Michael Perricofi, or you've got, you know, the opera, I mean, these higher level arts get a lot of funding and a lot of support, and they're largely speaking to an audience who can also afford to buy them or view them, right? So we're trying to stimulate a conversation, at least in the first instance, about how to make more opportunities for creatives who might not be quite at that top level. And the Ministry of Social Development is very keen to support that objective.
When you say top level, you kind of mean it that it is more established. It's not necessarily that you see, you know, I kind of struggle with that term high art, right? Where you might actually, lots of different types of art are actually very advanced in their skill and in what they're saying and what they're performing, or however that kind of art manifests. So is this also a way to, I suppose, redistribute support but also understanding of different types and different forms of art?
Absolutely. A part of it has to be educational. I often think about my mother, who identified as an artist, but who was told by her mother when she was very young that there was absolutely no point in pursuing the arts unless you were at the level of Picasso or Van Gogh. And the irony is that they probably didn't even realise that they were that good in their lifetime. I mean, Van Gogh certainly didn't.
Well, also you have to start somewhere though, right?
Exactly. And there's this kind of, I mean, some of the other elements that are really difficult is that it's hobby. You know, like it's such a it can be such a dismissive term, because of the way that we choose to value things in our society, which is often very money led. So unless you're making money out of something, we don't see it as important. So one of the ways that to readdress that is to try and get more people to make more money out of, you know, making art. And the other thing that's a really big problem is a kind of a culture of volunteering. We see this a lot in minority cultures as well. And you'll go and offer your services because you're passionate about something. And there's this kind of feeling that, oh, you're lucky to be involved in any way. I mean, I've certainly taken jobs in my time and been in jobs where I've had an expectation that I could rise up and go somewhere with them. But the general feeling has been that I'm lucky to be, you know, in the book industry at all. Lucky that there's even a job to do with books, you know, which is not really a very, again, going back to my definition of creativity, that's a closing of a door rather than an opening of one. So we're trying to, yeah, part of this is to seed conversation and to start educating people in businesses that wouldn't normally connect with creatives how to connect with them and the benefit of that, in the hope that that will stimulate more opportunities for more people to be creative.
On the point too, that was something I wanted to touch on, and the idea that if you aren't making money, it's not worthwhile doing, right? If you're not going to get a job out of it, it's not worthwhile doing. And so because also my critique around perhaps something like this is that you are still kind of working within the framework that it's about making money, or it's about proving that it's something worthwhile doing in the form of a job still, right? So is it, and like you say, it's about education as well. Is it about kind of also deconstructing that kind of framework to be like, yep, we are making money, this is a job, I can make a living out of it, but it's actually also, it's more than that, and trying to kind of shift away from that idea that to be successful you have to have a job.
One of the goals for this platform is to act as a collective. So if we get a very thorough representation of creatives on the site, then we can understand what people are pricing themselves as. We can use that data to analyse how people are valuing themselves and how the market is valuing them. We can perhaps, one of my dreams for the platform would be to use it to collectivise and agitate for better rights, better visibility, further education. Again, if you can't talk about something, then you're not going to get anywhere. And I've had really interesting conversations with established creatives who still find it really difficult to make ends meet, and they might appear to be successful. So there's this kind of weird fragmentation, I guess, between how we perceive a creative. Well, aren't they colourful and pretty, and do they drive in a European auto? But who knows whether or not they're going hand to mouth and, you know, week to week. And so it's sort of deconstructing this mythos. And also I think there's that thing about when you become successful in New Zealand in the creative industries, when you're the Ellas or the Karen Walkers, you're untouchable. You really hard to get to these people and say, how did you do that? And who helped you? Because everyone gets help. And so I guess this part of this website is also about trying to help each other, so that everyone gets a little bit more of that benefit.
Mm. So it's almost a kind of a, 'cause there's something else I wanted to bring up. It's like a lot of, there's totally creative spaces around, right? And people often find projects or start things just kind of by a spark, or like talking to somebody in a cafe, or there's all of those things that are behind a lot of big, awesome work. And I wondered whether this kind of, if you try to shift all of that onto kind of a website, would that hinder some of the creative process that actually occurs in these spaces, or is it kind of supplementary?
Well, I'd hope it would be supplementary. I can't see how it would hinder. I mean, one of the things that I think is really interesting when we reach a saturation point of creatives on the site is it's going to be very, it's like an index of creativity in our culture. We can look and see where there is a huge glut of people involved in an industry and where there are niches that are yet to be untapped. And then you can also use it as a connective platform. And I would hope that that you would then connect and meet up in the real world to further your project. I mean, one of the things that we're nurturing on the side is a relationship with the Generator in downtown, which is the shared workspace organisation, and they are going to offer up some free space to Revolution Creative members in their Viaduct building, which is a very beautiful, sophisticated space that people go and have coffee, connect, and
there's Wi-Fi. But it's also like cost to rent that space though, right?
So yeah, so this is they're giving this for free. So it would be free access one day a month between certain hours for anyone who was a member on Revolution Creative. So we're trying to look for ways to take that spark, I guess, through the website and then into the real world. Mm.
So who can actually become a Revolution Creative member, and how do they do it?
So you'd log on, check out the website, which is revolutioncreative.co.nz. You can view, without logging in, you can view all of the current creative profiles. You can see the industries currently represented. And then you can, for free, create your own profile or portfolio, upload your work. It won't go live unless you have a profile picture, some information about yourself or your work, and examples of your work, and then it'll be live on the site for everyone to see.
And we're talking any type of creative work?
Absolutely. So we have everything from like bone carving through to culinary arts through to digital. If your skill set isn't represented on the site, you simply email us and we'll add it. So that's one of the big points of difference, is that we want to really broaden that definition of creativity.
Okay, yes. And there's kind of two parts to it, right? So you can go there looking for somebody that you might want to carve you something,
mm-hmm.
and then you can also become somebody that's on the website,
yes.
that can then be found.
Exactly, and there's two sides again to the creative seeker process, so that's for people looking for creatives. You can go on and post what will be familiar to you as a regular job ad, but we call them call outs, and there's two types of call outs. One is the regular job ad, and the other is kind of an open-ended question that you can pose to creatives. Now, I've used it on behalf of Revolution Creative myself to go out to the community and ask them specifically what kind of blogs they want us to commission, because my nightmare is talking about things no one wants to hear. So I've just asked an open-ended question, and all the creatives, and we've had a huge number of people respond to that. Some are writers who want to pitch for jobs. Other people are just genuinely interested in you know, seeing the inside of people's studios, or hearing about their journey from graduating into making a career out of what they do. So that was a broad topic, and I pitched it, and then I got all of this different feedback, and you can reply to the creatives, but you could. So another example is that if you're a cafe with a blank wall and you want to have something on it, you don't know whether or not it's going to be a changing thing, projections, graffiti or street art, or maybe it's a mural, you could just put an open-ended call out and see what people came up with.
Yeah, I guess, is there anything you kind of want to end on, or would you, you know, what's your sort of message to people?
I'll come up with a message, but there's one site that I really wanted to, it's really important for the site as well to get as many job opportunities or, you know, open-ended creative call-outs up there as possible. So if you know anyone who needs anyone in the creative sector or needs interesting solutions to kind of open-ended problems, really do go on and check out the site. At the moment, it's a donation, a koha situation, so we're just testing the model. It doesn't cost you anything to post a job ad.
That's also a way for, I suppose, bigger organisations or even government organisations, that sort of thing, to go there and say, we need this massive project and we need this many people or something, we need them to do this? And that's, so you've got maybe smaller community projects, you've got like personal household projects, and then big projects.
Yeah,
they can all go through.
Absolutely, as long as they're paid. I mean, one of the really fundamental things about this is trying to, again, educate people and then reinforce that creative work should be paid work, and that it's because it deserves to be, because it has value, both implicit and explicit value to our society and to us as people. And working alongside the government to try and get some of their contracts on and get them using Revolution Creative to staff some of their projects is definitely an objective of mine.
So yeah, in terms of a message, either to creatives or to anybody, to people listening, to potential supporters, I don't know.
I guess my message would be that this website exists as a connective platform to serve the community's needs. So check it out, get in touch with us and use it, because essentially the more use it has, the more we prove that it's a valuable concept, the more funding we can get, the more we can do to really try and revolutionise the relationship that creatives have with the work sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.